John Perkel spent 35 years as an orchestra librarian for the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And as if that wasn't enough, during the summers, John served as the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra Librarian, working with some of the most talented young musicians from all over the world. After the 2016 Tanglewood season, John retired from the Boston Symphony and moved back to the Berkshires. John recently inaugurated a music series in connection with the Stockbridge Library featuring the Berkshire Chamber Players. John, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
First of all, congratulations on the opening of the Berkshire Chamber Players new series. How did you come up with the idea for the group and for the series?
I came up with the idea after several months of contemplation. My wife, Barbara, and I moved back to the Berkshires, and I wanted to maintain contact with the world of music. And because of my association with the Tanglewood Music Center, I had the privilege of getting to know many of the world's great young musicians. Because of this, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to start a concert series? So I went to the Stockbridge Library, never expecting that they would actually buy into this. And we launched our first concert in May, and we are fully funded for this coming season.
It isn't just you that decided to do this. This is a collaboration with some other folks as well, isn't it?
I started it, but I had the full support of one violinist. About 2 years ago, I spoke to Natalie Kress about the possibility of doing something like this, and she was very much in favor of it. So she is the point person as a musician, and she will be involved in every concert.
Now, this area, the region, is really rich with ensembles, performers. That's kind of tough to try and launch something like this, isn't it?
That's one of the reasons we don't have a concert in the summer, because of a competition from my former orchestra and every other cultural institution in the area.
I think what's great, though, too, is that you had a really good review in the Berkshire Eagle. Andrew Pincus reviewed that first concert, and he said that it was a good showing, and he called it well-crafted. He said of future performances, bring them on. It's not a very big venue, though, is it?
No, it's beautiful, but it's quite small. It holds approximately 65 people, good acoustics, and we had a sellout crowd for the first concert.
Which is really fantastic. What are some of the concerts that are going to be coming up?
The first one is September 22nd, featuring three former Tanglewood Music Center students, plus Ronald Feldman, who is a former Boston Symphony cellist and music director of the Berkshire Symphony, and Elizabeth Morse, who is coincidentally married to Ron Feldman, and she's a harpist.
You mentioned some of the challenges facing a startup like this, and that is a competition of during the summer where you've got all these other ensembles that are performing, and so that kind of takes away from what you'd like to do.
The first challenge was the most difficult, I think, and that was getting the Stockbridge Library to agree to do this. They were very much in favor, and they were able to get sponsorship, not for the first concert, but for the series.
What about then getting the actual performers lined up?
I know all these people, and they're happy to do it. They love playing chamber music, and since they know each other, it makes it even more fun for them.
Are there any dream performers or group or people that you'd like to have as part of the series?
That's a great question. I wish I could have Yasha Heifetz. He's my all-time idol.
What about some of the younger people that have come up?
That's a very hard question. I feel that the people we have are people I'm ecstatic to have. We will have different people depending on the instrumentation.
Well, where can folks find out more about the series and about the Berkshire Chamber Players and the upcoming concerts?
They can go to the website of the Stockbridge Library or call them.
John, tell us a little bit about what it's like being a music librarian for the orchestras that you've worked with.
The word librarian is almost a misnomer for what we do. And most people don't even know orchestras have librarians.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. I liken it to a referee of a basketball game. If he's doing a good job, you don't notice them.
Well, what were some of your responsibilities?
Our responsibilities are to procure the music, to market in detail, to cover all the Boeings. And for those of you who don't know what Boeings are, next time you go to a concert, watch the cello section, for example. And you'll notice that, theoretically, the bows are all moving in the same direction at the same time. It's not by chance. It's not marked by the composer. It's an editorial choice by the principal of each section, and it's our job to coordinate all those Boeings.
Were there any soloists or conductors that stand out in your mind as the period of your career as a librarian?
If I had to name one, it would be Leonard Bernstein, because he is the most charismatic conductor I've ever worked with or seen in my life. When I first met him, words can't even describe how excited I was personally, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Rostropovich. When I first saw Rostropovich, before I was an orchestra librarian, he just absolutely intrigued me. And then I got to meet him and work with him. And he's the only conductor I've ever heard of or worked with who carries out his own scores. He did not want anybody else to do that. He wanted to be solely responsible.
It sounds like what you're talking about really helped prepare you to then go ahead and work with this new ensemble and actually found this.
I don't know how much it helped, but my love for music is what propelled me to do this. And I was privileged to know all these fellows from so many years. It really is a built-in array of people I can choose from.
I've been talking with John Perkel about the new Berkshire Chamber Players and their concerts at the Stockbridge Library. John, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
For New England Public Radio, I'm John Nowacki.